Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today we're back with another secret cognac, again from a professional distiller or grower distiller. It's a cognac called Grand Champagne Vieille. And as before, since I don't have an actual producer or distiller to talk to today, I've got Max. Max.
It's only me. Hello. Bonjour. Hello. Bonjour. Guten Tag.
Yeah. Yep. So as I mentioned, it's a Grand Champagne Vieille cognac. I don't know very much at all about this, right? My understanding is that it's a blend of old Grand Champagne Eau de Vie. But old in the cognac region, I mean, technically anything past 10 years old is considered old. So this could be really a mix of a lot of different things. And just from the tasting note or the aroma and flavor profile, I would say this is a mix of a bunch of different things. Some at 10 years, some at 30 years, who knows?
Classic blending.
Classic blending, but in the sense that it's not blended, that's gonna be in some brand's range one day. I think what's happening here, and this happens actually a lot, is if a distiller has, let's say, 10 barrels of various ages of Grand Champagne, a négociant house might want that, but they don't want one barrel. That's not enough volume for them. So what they ask is that everything is blended together in one big tonneau so that they can have a big lot to reach the volumes that they want. And I think that's what happened here, is that this is a blend of many different barrels, not blended for some range, but just blended to satisfy the volume demand for some potential négociant who would buy this, basically.
And do we know how many liters are available? This Grand Champagne cognac?
I think a lot. I think we're between 2,000 and 3,000 liters.
Okay. Well, then it's probably that. Then it's like this mother tonneau, probably.
Yep.
Certainly. Does it come from the same secret distiller, or is that also unknown if it's from the same source?
It's unknown technically, but in the conversations that I had when looking at this and tasting it, my understanding is it was all from the same, but it's just a bunch of different Grand Champagne ages. So
interesting. So that could indicate that it's not a tiny distiller, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's like 2,000 to 3,000 liters available of this Vieille Grand Champagne. Wow. ABV?
47. Just like we did with 1994 Fambois, with these secret cognacs, the truly secret ones where there's no brand behind it. We brought everything to 47. Keep it comparable. And the interesting thing about the eau de vie is that they are very representative of the crew, I believe. So the 1994 Fambois at 47 is very Fambois in nature. This Grand Champagne Vieille at 47% alcohol is very Grand Champagne in nature. And then there's a third one coming up later in the calendar.
And let's do a little bit more detective work here, because do we know what the original ABV was before diluting?
I believe just above 60. Very high.
Okay, that's high. Okay, can't be that. I mean, as you say, then probably there were some younger eau de vie blended in, for sure, mixed in, and then some older. Yeah, interesting.
And I've talked to some small producers, and I found this really interesting, that if they do their inventory in their cellar and they determine that they've got a surplus of barrels that maybe they want to sell, when a négociant comes along looking for stock of old eau de vie, they're not interested in one barrel. They want volume, sometimes 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 liters. So what the négociant will ask of the small producer is they will say, okay, we're going to take these 5 barrels, but we need them all blended to make one single old lot of cognac. Is completely crazy to like the single cask crew out there. But the reality is these négociants, they have a certain demand to meet. They might not have the old eau de vie themselves, so they have to buy it somewhere. And a lot of times they're buying it from small producers that have everything in small barrels. So
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what we've got here. So some négociant that would come along and say, I want an old Grand Champagne. Remember, old being, let's say, 10 years and above, they would want a significant quantity of that, and it would be put into a big tonneau. And what's interesting is that it's the aroma and flavor profile, it's not young, but it's like, it's very intact. There's really little to no wood at all. It's very fresh. It's very fruity. And it's very Grand Champagne, but there's not a single wrinkle on it, which is interesting. And it really shows that Grand Champagne eau de vie, it can really go the distance and stay perfectly intact, regardless of age.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Curious. I have not tested this one, and I absolutely want to, just to find out what the vibe is, right? Because we know young Grand Champagne, we know old Grand Champagne, of course, will be very interesting to taste this one. I'm going to do this in December and the next days. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and again, like with the 1994, this is one that theoretically could be put into a bottle. It hasn't been bottled before. It's been bottled for a calendar. So yes. Yeah, I think we'll look for feedback, see what people think, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. So everyone who's listening to this, please go to our Cognac Lovers Facebook group. You'll find a link in the description. You'll find a link on our website, cognacexpert.com, and join us and let us know what you think about all cognacs, obviously, but especially the secret cognacs. I'm interested what people have to say. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Max.
Taylor. Merci à toi.
Merci à toi.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.